Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced he will establish a new federal anti-corruption commission. The commission, which will operate outside of public view, will investigate allegations of criminal corruption in the public sector. The Wire's Georgina McKay spoke to Catherine Cochran, PhD candidate at the University of Adelaide, to find out more about what the commission entails and its future in Australia.
There's been momentum that's gathered from a number of sources over a number of years now. So in the past, Labor has flirted with the idea, although never substantially committed to it. In January this year, Bill Shorten committed to establishing an anti-corruption commission if Labor formed government after the next election. And then, of course, more recently, the current coalition government lost their majority in the House, so momentum from the crossbenches is probably being the most important recent development in moving the coalition to commit to the idea, although the coalition has suggested that they've been considering it for some time.
Why has Scott Morrison chosen now to establish an integrity commission, despite having previously called the subject a fringe issue?
Perhaps their aim, having realised that it's almost inevitable, is that while they're still in government, they can have an influence over shaping how it's constituted, how it's set up, what powers it might have, how it operates. So perhaps they're almost preempting what they expect would occur anyway down the track, and I guess taking the opportunity to have an influence over what form the body takes.
The proposed commission is expected to operate outside of public view, with the investigative body making no public findings or public hearings and referring recommendations directly to its prosecutors. If this is true, then what's the purpose of the commission?
It's not entirely clear. It ticks the box and meets the demands in that sense. It provides a level of public confidence that there is a degree of oversight. But yes, as you say, there are perhaps certainly an argument that could be made that in some respects what is planned won't be entirely sufficient in terms of acting as a deterrent. Although I guess at this early stage we still need to see how the details pan out in terms of the design and the implementation.
What impact is the Integrity Commission expected to have?
The very nature of corruption is that it's usually quite secret. What we've seen in terms of the state jurisdictions is that once a commission is established, then various things do come to light. Perhaps a recent comparison we could make would be with the federal government's reluctance to establish the Banking Royal Commission. They clearly did not see the extent of the revelations that eventually came to light occurring at the time when they established it. So it's hard to say what will come out of it, but certainly there has been a gap in oversight in the federal jurisdiction when compared to the state jurisdictions until now.
PhD candidate at the University of Adelaide, Catherine Cochran, speaking there to The Wire's Georgina McKay.